But the free gift of grace and justification in Messiah is not like the punishment for the trespass committed by Adam. For if many died through one man's trespass, yes, that's correct, how much more, I would like to translate, has the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many? So you see, first Adam, second Adam. If Adam sinned and many died because Adam sinned, how much more, since Adam's only made, he's only an impression of this Adam, Adam Kadmon, how much more has the grace of God, the free gift by grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many? Should outweigh, don't you think? And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass committed by one human being brought condemnation for all human beings. But the free gift following many trespasses committed by many human beings brought justification for many. That's a little cryptic. I'll give you that's a little cryptic. But the idea is, all right, Adam sinned. It was one little sin. He ate something, he ate the fruit, whatever. One little sin, everybody dies. Okay. Everybody sins except Messiah. Messiah lives one righteous life, and he imparts life to all. For if because of one man's trespass, mortal death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace merited by Messiah and the free gift of righteousness through Messiah reign in eternal life through the one man, Jesus Christ. We'll read that verse again. That was starting to sound like Bible talk. For if because of one man's trespass, so Adam's sin, mortal death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace merited by Messiah and the free gift of righteousness through Messiah reign in eternal life through the one man, Jesus Christ? So again, Yeshua outweighs Adam. The righteousness of Yeshua outweighs the sin of Adam. This is the idea. The merit of the suffering of the blood of Yeshua outweighs the punishment of the sin of Adam. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation in the form of mortal death for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and eternal life for all men. Careful, Paul. Starting to sound like universalist, isn't he? Well, it's possible to reject the grace of God. But the point is that the death, the suffering and atoning death of Messiah is sufficient for all humanity. But it's still possible to reject the grace of God. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now, the revelation of godliness that is contained in the Torah came in to increase awareness and knowledge of the trespass. So we went from that state, Adam to Moses, we went from that state to where God finally came down on Mount Sinai and said, okay, here's the rules. And he gives the rules. And now we know sin. Because of the revelation, we know what's right and we know what's wrong. It's not just your conscience, sometimes accusing, sometimes exonerating, and, oh, I think that would be wrong. Instead, God said, here's the line. And as a result, of course, transgression increases, because to whom much is given, much is required. If we know the rules, then we're responsible for keeping the rules, right? So this is what he means when he says, the law came in to increase the trespass. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So we're not just talking about the sin of Adam anymore. Now we're talking about the sin of Israel. We're talking about the sin of the nation. We're talking about the sin of humanity, even in the light of Revelation. But the grace of Messiah is still sufficient. So that as Adam's sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life in the world to come through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right, that's the passage. That's Romans 5. Heady stuff. Really heady stuff. You know, I think it's good for us, though, to step back from it just now that we got all that. Just step back and say, why is he saying all this? What's your point, Paul? Remember what his point is? He's arguing that God is not just the God of the Jewish people. That salvation is not the sole exclusive right of Israel and the Jewish people, but rather God is the God of the whole world. And so the efficacious suffering and atonement of Messiah is efficacious for the whole world, for all humanity, just as Adam's sin brought death for all humanity. So really, it's great for us, it's convenient for us that we're able to derive our theology from this argument that he's giving, and we get this beautiful explanation of exactly how the apostles understood the death of Messiah to atone for our sins and the hope of eternal life. That's wonderful, but that wasn't his main point. His main point was, this is not just a Jewish thing. This is bigger than just Israel. This includes all humanity. All right, great. 8 o'clock on the nose.